Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege of being in your presence today. We thank you for giving us the privilege to gather together as the people of God to hear your word in whatever form you choose to give it to us today. Lord, I want to bless you and praise you for who you are. You are the great and mighty God, the everlasting God, the God who is supreme, the God who is self-existing, and the God who loves us with unconditional love. We thank you that you so loved the world that you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Lord, we bless you because you have been good to us. Your word promises that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And Father, I want to thank you today for the goodness that has followed us. Your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, your peace, your joy, your grace that abounds to us as we call upon the name of the Lord. And now, Lord, we commit this hour to you as we celebrate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection on this special day. I pray that your presence will manifest itself to us, and that, Lord, you minister to each heart that is here today for the glory of your Son Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen. Well, we've just finished 3 John, but today I want to take the time to recite this passage one last time, and then, God willing, next week we will start our next study, which will be 2 John. So here goes 3 John for the last time in our series of studying the Word of God. The Bible says, "The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth. That is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers, and they have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such men so that we may be fellow workers with the truth. I wrote something to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first among them, does not accept what we say. For this reason, if I come, I will call attention to his deeds, which he does, unjustly accusing us with wicked words. And not satisfied with this, he himself does not receive the brethren either. And he forbids those who desire to do so, and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. And we add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I had many things to write to you, but I am not willing to write them to you with pen and ink. But I hope to see you shortly, and we will speak face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends by name. This is the word of God to the people of God. And may the Lord add his blessing to the recital of his holy word. And all God's people say a hearty amen. Say the amen again. Amen. Amen. Amen.